Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Beharry & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Marla gave Shelley the news that she was pregnant. Shelley, desperate to get pregnant herself, considered fooling Ignatius by pretending to be so. Ignatius was busy helping with the tire shredding project. Anil and Marla visited Sonny and Bibi, but when he revealed that Marla was pregnant, Bibi was most upset and left the room. Right now, we join Catalina and Myrtle at home.
NCN Inc. is rebranding and relaunching its new
Catalina, are you leaving just now?
Auntie Marta, like, you worry for me, get out of this house.
I just don't want you to miss your appointment.
The appointment is 1 o'clock, you know, and I got time. So, what really going on?
Nothing is going on. I really want you to be successful in getting your business started. That's all.
Okay. Well, just keep your finger crossed that I get through at this small business bureau.
By God's grace, you will.
Finally, I'm going to get my salon, auntie.
And yes. I will be your first client. I'd like to dye my hair black.
Auntie Myrtle, you sure you're looking out?
Oh, please. Being older doesn't mean you can't look good.
All right, I agree.
Besides, many people find love even in their old age.
So you're looking out? You're hoping?
As good Lord wishes.
Well, I think I'm done with men for now. After Simon, I can't even think for even make myself get involved with another man right now. I will focus on opening my salon and the work of the village council.
You know, I'm always proud of you. I am proud, too, of the steps we are making in terms of the National Integrated Solid Waste Management Plan. Murondoy Village Council is working really hard.
Yeah, I think as a country, we're heading in the right direction. I mean, for one, we have managed to ban styrofoam.
Yes. but I still notice some people using it.
Thankfully, not a lot. And hopefully the offenders will be called out and charged if it comes to that. Styrofoam is really bad for the environment and people don't know. But it's bad for the health too.
I read that.
Yes. Styrofoam is made from something called polystyrene, which is a petroleum-based plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Styrene is used to make polystyrene.
Many people don't know this.
This is some of the information the Environmental Club should be letting people know. In the United States, the Environmental Protection Agency and the International Research Agency on Cancer established styrene as a possible cause of cancer.
That is why years ago, my doctor friend advised that styrofoam should never be put in the microwave.
Exactly. People who work in styrene manufacturing and are exposed to high levels experience irritation to the skin, eye, upper respiratory tract, and experience gastrointestinal issues.
Lord have mercy.
But not only that, chronic exposure leads to even more complications. Depression, headaches, weakness, fatigue. It can even affect your kidney.
Well, I tell you, styrofoam is bad news all wrong. Not to mention that it stays on the earth for a very, very long time.
Forever, it seems. And it doesn't break down. And worse, anti-mortal, it floats.
Oh, gosh.
And we all can testify how, you know, how they accumulate in trenches and drains. And when we go to the seawall, you could see it in the ocean too.
And plenty. Well, I am happy we had the sense to ban it.
Well, hopefully the people who still insist on using it would realize the dangers and stop.
But can it be recycled though?
Yes, but what happens overseas is that many recycling companies no longer accept polystyrene products because of the dangers involved.
You see? Styrofoam is a loose situation.
And they should stop manufacturing it, period.
I very much agree.
Miss Kathleen Lewis?
Here.
Step right in, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for coming to the Small Business Bureau. I hope we can help you.
I hope so, too.
So tell me, why are you here?
Well, basically I want to find out some information and decide which direction I should go. If I qualify for a loan or a $300,000 grant.
And you want to open a salon, right?
Yes. I had this dream for many, many years now.
I can imagine. Well, the Small Business Bureau is here to help people just like you. A business must be categorized as small or micro to benefit from any service we offer.
Okay.
Micro and small enterprises can benefit from access to finance via government's micro and small enterprise project through a loan or grant, which you know already.
Yes, yes.
We have three sectors. Priority sectors are farming and processing of fruits and vegetables, aquaculture, ecotourism, sustainable forestry and wood processing, business process outsourcing, and bioethanol.
Okay, but I don't fall in any of these.
Then we have other low carbon sectors,
Okay. Which
is the group you would qualify under.
All right.
Like energy efficient transportation and logistics, low carbon agriculture and agro-processing, not livestock though.
Okay.
Other areas that can apply for a loan or grant include beekeeping, sustainable mining, professional and business services, internet and computer-based services, entertainment, music and performing arts, arts and crafts, publishing and printing.
Quite a lot.
Yes. And last but not least, vulnerable groups are encouraged to apply for a loan or grant. These are individuals and groups who may be affected by changes in the sectors such as mining, forestry, sugar and bauxite.
Wow, that's nice.
With the Small Business Bureau, you can get a loan up to $30 million.
I don't want all that.
You never know. You might have a salon catering to celebrities.
Well, with oil come, you might have them coming here for truth.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. Anyway, the loans have a 6% interest rate.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
40% collateral guarantee and 5% interest subsidy for priority sectors.
Lovely.
And you've been told the steps you need to take to register?
Yes, first of all, the business registration, TIN certificate, and the certificate from the National Insurance Scheme.
Yes, and in certain sectors, you need a business license to operate.
Okay.
So, are you ready to see what we can offer you?
Yes, let's do it.
Oh my, Myrtle. Forgive me, but I must say you're looking wonderful.
Why, thank you, Simon.
I thank you for agreeing to have lunch with me.
I needed to get out the house. I was waiting for Catalina to leave first, though.
Oh? Why is that so?
You know, she wouldn't be pleased that I was having lunch with you.
But aren't we two grown people?
Don't worry about it. I believe in giving people second chances.
Thank you. You must believe that I always be deeply regretful for what happened between Catalina and me.
I believe you.
I mean, having a stroke was really a wake-up call for me.
Well, all things happen for a reason, they say.
Indeed.
I am just happy to know that you are recovering nicely.
Yes, and one of the reasons I wanted to have lunch with you today is because I have a proposal for you.
Oh? Do tell.
I'm thinking about staying in Guyana. Perhaps visit the US once or twice a year.
Really?
Do my eyes deceive me? Simon, is that you?
Oh, Patsy.
Well, yes, you crawl back in this country quite and then call me.
Why would I do such a thing?
All right, let me pretend that me and you wasn't friends. Sister Myrtle, how are you doing, dear?
I am well. Is there a reason for you interrupting us?
Oh, I didn't know it was a special occasion. Yes, we're really going out here, though. Where is Catalina?
I'm having lunch with Myrtle. That has nothing to do with Catalina.
Oh, because I hear she left you high and dry after the stroke. By the way, how is your recovery?
As you can see, I'm doing quite well.
Man, that's why I stand up here. It's best I join y'all.
Rude.
Is a problem?
Yes, of course. You weren't invited.
I got a forget invitation from you when you almost ended up in me bed.
Lord of mercy.
You may excuse yourself now, Patsy.
Myrtle, I don't know if you're aware, but I was recently diagnosed with filaria, which is because of the plenty mosquitoes in the village.
And what is that to do with me?
I'm just spreading awareness, and since you're not as young as me, I thought you should know that you're at risk.
Well, thank you. I will take precautions.
Truthfully though, people need to be aware of these mosquito-borne diseases. More waste in the environment, more stagnant water, more places for mosquito to breed, more diseases. The Lord is helping me to get through this difficult time in my life. Oh, Theophilus Desmond Agrippa Sancho, God rest the dead. You always used to tell me, Patsy, nothing in this life can beat you. That man was the love of my life for about 3 months. He was a good lover. Took his time with me. It's a use to massage my body with the coconut oil and just...
Is this necessary? Can you excuse yourself, please?
You mean for tell me you can't buy lunch for me, Simon? I will take it to go.
Fine. Tell them what you want and I'll pay.
Why, thank you. Sister Myrtle, you enjoy the rest of the day.
Waitress, my lunch and dinner on the gentleman in the blue shirt and the gray jeans.
That woman.
Let's not allow her to spoil our time.
Well, I refuse.
Anyway, like I was saying before we were interrupted, I want to stay in Guyana.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've heard, but this is one of the worst winters.
Yes. I saw it on television, and I spoke with a few of my relatives.
Yes, and I'm getting too old for that, so I was thinking to buy a house here and have someone work with me. Someone I can trust.
Okay.
And I think that someone could be you.
Me?
Yes, Miss Myrtle. I trust you, and I know you will take care of me. Very good care of me.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.